Welcome back to Weathering the Storm, a podcast where we strive to weather the storms of life by placing and sustaining an unwavering faith in God. I'm your host, Drew Suttles. I welcome you back, and I appreciate you taking the time to focus on spiritual things, taking the time to listen today, and I hope that your time is well spent, that this is beneficial for you and your walk with the Lord. We are in the midst of a series on Satan's plan of attack for the home. We're recording episode 13 today, of course, of season 7, and our theme is weathering the storm in the home. And so it's important that we understand that Satan wants to be in the home. He wants to attack the home. He has a plan of attack. Paul says we're not ignorant of his devices, and we better not be. We need to know our enemy, know what he's up to, so we can defeat him. So in our last episode, episode 12, we started this series by discussing Satan's plan of attack starts with neutralizing the man. If he can neutralize the man, then he can take God out of the home, because he's taking the appointed, God-appointed man, the spiritual leader, out of the equation. And then, of course, he can wreak havoc. So we discussed different reasons why he wants to attack the man and neutralize the man, and how, you know, fathers and husbands, we have to step up and be ready for that. But in this episode, we're going to talk about Satan's plan of attack includes a busy schedule. Before we dive into this, I do want to say a quick word about the network. I try to do this every episode to bring awareness to what we're about and to hopefully encourage you to continue to support us, and we appreciate that so very much. But Weathering the Storm is a podcast on the Scattered Abroad Network. It's a network of podcasts where we as gospel preachers strive to spread the gospel through this avenue. You can contact us if you have any questions or comments at san@msop.org. We are now associated with the Memphis School of Preaching, a work of MSOP, and so thankful for that. You can find us on Facebook, on YouTube, on Instagram. You can visit our website, scatteredabroad.org. And again, we just greatly appreciate your support and encouragement, and most of all, your prayers for this effort, as we're striving to bring glory to God and teach others the truth. And in particular, on this podcast, it is my goal to help people weather the storms of life by looking unto God, and of course, looking into His Word, which is what we want to do today. We're going to be looking at two passages in the New Testament that teach us the danger of having a schedule that's too busy. But before we do that, I want to make some real life application. The first one is from my own life. Now, as I'm recording this, is toward the end of 2023, and just thinking about all that's happened this year and just how busy my schedule has been. If you know me, you know that I am married and I have four children. That in and of itself, of course, is very time-consuming, and I'm very grateful for the time I have with my wife and with my children, but it does take time, and I'll never apologize for spending time with my family. I know that that's my first mission field. That's where I need to be, and so I'm very thankful that the elders here at the Quitman congregation see to it that I spend time with my family, and I'm thankful that we have those precious moments together as our children are growing up. But again, that takes time, and so my schedule fills up throughout the day so I can make sure I'm there with them. I typically come into the office from around 7 to 1. I've been able to go walk with Gene Hill, who's going to be on the podcast in a few weeks from now. He's going to do a series of podcasts with me, and Brother Gene's been a great, great asset to the work here at Quitman. He's been a great mentor for me. 40-plus years of preaching experience, and then we get to go walk together. We walk 5 miles around Quitman, and physically, I really need that, but also spiritually. We bounce ideas off of each other. We talk about the Bible, and it's been wonderful. But see, doing good things sometimes still takes up your time. You know, we have 24-hour day periods. That's it. You know, that's all you've got. So what are you doing with the time that you have? You try to be as productive as you can, but here's what Satan wants to do. Through his influence, he wants you to not redeem the time, but he wants you to squander it. He wants you to waste it. And you think about social media. How easy is it to hop on Facebook or to hop on TikTok and just to scroll through and flow through video after video, article after article. For those of us who are sports fans, how easy is it to go to your favorite team's website and look at recruiting news or look at the upcoming schedule and the breakdown of that? You see, these are not inherently bad, but it can take a lot of time. And you can find yourself scrolling for hours, and you're like, there's no way, but it is. If you're like me, on my phone, I get an update every week. It tells me, you know, how many hours I've spent on my phone. And I know that a lot of that's with listening to Pandora, listening to podcasts, or things like that. But it's amazing how much time you spend daily on your smartphone. And again, you can use it for good purposes. But the fact is, our schedules are busy. My schedule's about to ramp up even more because I'm the head baseball coach at Georgia Christian School over down the road in Dasher, Georgia. And we start January the 19th, and we don't stop until May with the playoffs. So from January to May, I'm going to have my full-time preaching responsibilities and everything that comes with being a minister. Of course, being at home with my family, with my children, they're going to be in school, they're playing sports. And then in the afternoons, I'm going to be at the ball field till dark. That's going to be the daily schedule. So here's the point, and here's why this is important. Satan wants to come in, and he wants your calendar to be so busy that you don't have time for God. He wants your schedule to be so busy that you're off doing all these different things, and you don't slow down to take time to be holy. And the danger is, if we don't do this, the storm of a busy schedule will take over us, and we will not be doing the things we're supposed to be doing. We'll leave out important things. Our priorities will be mixed up, and it'll be very difficult to seek first the kingdom because our schedule's just too busy. Years ago in Nashville, I was privileged to go to the funeral of a well-known gospel preacher, a man who I have so much respect for, a man who has written wonderful books, preached the gospel for decades, beloved throughout the kingdom. But for respect for that name, I'm not going to mention it on this podcast. I believe if I did, that everybody listening, for the most part, would know. But I went to this good brother's funeral, and something happened at that funeral that has stuck with me every single time the topic of being busy comes up. This man was known, as I mentioned, for being a prolific writer, wrote several books, preached gospel meetings all over the place, was very in high demand for him because of his talent, because of his ability. But at his funeral, one of his sons got up and talked about just how busy he really was. That the only time they got to spend with him is when he came home with a new book and they had to help him bind it up. And that he spent more time with his church family than he did with his actual family at home. And all the books and all the things that he had done, he made the comment, if you want one of the books, they're in the back, please take it, it's free. Almost with a sense of, you know, this took our dad away from us. He was so busy, he was too busy for us. That stuck with me. I remember driving back, it was on a Sunday afternoon, I remember driving back to the congregation where I preached and going back that night to preach, and I remember just how difficult it was for me to get back in the pulpit. And I had to ask myself, is my schedule too full? Am I too busy? Are my kids going to say that about me at my funeral? You know, I'm trying to do the work of the Lord and use the opportunities and abilities He's given me to His glory, but how am I spending my time? Am I balancing my time? Am I prioritizing properly? And so, again, in this episode, we're thinking about Satan's plan of attack is a busy schedule. He wants your schedule to be so busy that you don't have time for God. And he wants to lie to you and make you think that you're doing all this good. And that's great. But you can do all the good in the world and you leave God out of it, it's pointless. It ceases to be good and right if you're not doing things the way that God would have you to do it to His glory. A lot of times it becomes about your glory. It becomes a blue ribbon of busyness It becomes, look at my busy schedule, look at all I'm doing. Instead of, let me just use the opportunities that I have, let me put everything in the proper place. Make sure I'm seeking first the kingdom of God. I'm spending time with my family. I'm comforting the feeble-minded. I'm helping the weak, as the New Testament teaches. I'm taking time to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, which is practicing true religion, James 1:27. I'm doing what God would have me to do. Satan wants you to think, no, get your schedule as busy as you can, and just say, you know what, Lord, I'm too busy. I can't be there Sunday morning. I can't be there Wednesday night. I know there's a gospel meeting going on. I'm too busy. I can't make it. Maybe you're listening to this and you've got small children like I do, and they're involved in sports. And listen, that's great. I'm a sports fanatic. I love sports. I played sports. I played everything you can imagine. I coach it. I live and breathe it in many senses. But my children know that no sporting event is more important than assembling with the saints. Period. Do your children know that too? It doesn't even need to be a discussion. But sometimes our schedules can be so busy, wrapped around our children, wrapped around sporting events, wrapped around business, wrapped around work, that we just miss out on really putting things into proper perspective and in their proper place. So with those thoughts in mind, I mentioned to you I want to share two passages of Scripture with you from the New Testament. The first one is from Luke chapter 14, if you'd like to be there with me. Luke 14, beginning in verse 15, we're going to read about a parable that Jesus gives. I preached on this recently. It's fresh on my mind. It's one that I think about a lot when it comes to excuses, when it comes to a busy, busy schedule. I'm just too busy. I want you to think about that as we read through this. And what we're going to do, we're going to read the parable, verses 15 to 24, but then we're going to look at verses 25 through 33. And I want you to notice how Jesus connects discipleship with what he's talking about in this parable. So this is Luke 14, beginning in verse 15. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Now when one of those who sat at the table with him heard these things, he said to him, "Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God." Then he said to him, "A certain man gave a great supper and invited many. He sent his servant at supper time to say to those who were invited, 'Come, for all things are now ready.' But they all with one accord," notice, "began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I've bought a piece of ground. I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused.' Another said, 'I bought 5 yoke of oxen. I'm going to test them. I ask you to have me excused.' Still another said, 'I have married a wife, therefore I cannot come.' So that servant came and reported these things to his master. And the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city. Bring in here the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind.' The servant said, 'Master, it is done as you commanded, and still there is room.' The master said to the servant, 'Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say to you that none of those men who were invited shall taste of my supper.'" You know what's amazing to me when I look at that is they made excuse after excuse after excuse, and it was all about having something else on the schedule. Something else came up. "I bought a piece of ground. I got to go see it." Look at the folly in that. Who buys a piece of land without seeing it first? "I bought 5 yoke of oxen. I got to go test them." Who doesn't test them first? Or then he says, "I've married a wife. I can't come." I mean, he doesn't say, "Have me excused," or "Please excuse me," but "I'm married. I can't make it." And men, let me say this, godly men listening, don't let your wife and her busy schedule take you away from your service to the Lord. It happens more often than you would imagine. And listen, vice versa. Godly women who are listening to this, don't let your husband and his busy schedule keep you from being in God's house, from keep you from seeking first the kingdom. There's nothing more important that comes up. But here he says, "Listen, I'm married. I can't come anymore." I understand the importance of marriage. We've talked about it in this podcast, but it's not more important than your service to God. It's not more important than your relationship to him. So they made these excuses. Did you notice how the master felt? He was angry. Why? because they were too busy for him. He said, I tell you what, go find the people who are not too busy. You go call the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind. You go call the people who actually want to be here with me. And I want them here. Now notice how this connects to the following verses. Verse 25 of Luke 14. Now great multitudes went with him, and he turned and said to them, If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. When you look at that in the original, it means you don't have the stuff. You don't have what it takes. You cannot be my disciple. If you don't put me first, you cannot be my disciple. Notice verse 27, whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot, same word, cannot be my disciple. You're just not able. You're not sufficient to meet the need or the task. And then he gives some more illustration. Verse 28, Jesus, the master teacher, listen to him. For which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest after he's laid the foundation, is not able to finish. All who see it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else while the others are still great way off, he sends a delegation and asks conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. Notice three times in that context, Jesus says, you cannot be my disciple. If your schedule is so busy and is so full that you forget to put God first, you cannot be a disciple of Jesus Christ. That's why this is Satan's plan of attack. Let me get that calendar. Let me fill it up so you're too busy to serve the Lord. I pray and hope and pray that that's none of us, myself included, that we never allow that to happen. I mentioned to you we were looking at two. That was one. Let's look at James chapter 4. James chapter 4, we're going to look at verses 13 through 17. Back in 2020, when, of course, the pandemic hit and there was a lot of concern, a lot of fear, because a lot of people just didn't know what was going on. Businesses were shutting down and different things were happening. People were afraid. And so I'm so thankful that the elders here at Quitman understood the need to continue to meet. Now, we did so carefully. We had masks in the back and hand sanitizer, and the elders came early and moved the chairs 6 feet apart. We did everything we were supposed to do, and we kept on meeting, and that was wonderful. So glad that we did that. But there were a few Sundays when there were so many families affected that we were not able to meet. And so the elders asked that I come to the building and then I would preach a sermon and upload it to our YouTube channel. And so I did that. One of the first sermons that I preached when all that happened was from this text in James chapter 4. And ever since that study, it's really been one of those passages that stops me in my tracks. I want you to think about someone who has a busy, busy schedule. Someone who's always on the run. Think about what James says here. This is James 4. 13 through 17. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? Is even a vapor that appears for a little time, then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. Notice what he says. He's describing a person who's already got it all figured out. Did you catch that? Today or tomorrow, we're going to go and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And then he stops and he says, listen, you don't know if you have a tomorrow. In fact, all we have is a two-day calendar, today and the judgment day. That's all we've got. But then he says, your life is but a vapor. It's here for a moment, it's gone the next. In other words, what's really most important to you on a day-to-day basis? The last phrase here in verse 16 is, all such boasting is evil. It's evil to boast and to think that you got all this time figured out. Your glorying is not good, to borrow from the Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians 5:6. In Proverbs 27, in verse 1, the Proverbs writer says, do not boast about tomorrow, for you don't know what the day may bring forth. Now, is it okay to have a plan? Is it okay to have a schedule? Absolutely. And I'm very schedule-oriented, meaning I like to plan out my sermons in advance. I like to plan out Bible classes in advance. I like to plan out my day in advance. I like to have a notepad on my phone where I can go in and check the box of, this is what I want to accomplish today. Now, I know several people, my wife is one of them, who likes to go with the flow, and that's great. And if that works for you, that's wonderful. But for me, I like to have a schedule. I like to stick to some structure. If not, I'd go crazy, right? I'd think, I'm forgetting to do something. If I can make a list, then I can know what to do. So it's not wrong to schedule. I think it's great to plan ahead. My dad lived and died by plan ahead. That was his favorite phrase to tell me all the time. But here's the point. If I don't put the Lord at the forefront of my plans, then all such boasting is evil. My schedule will be so busy, and I've got this plan to go do this and this plan to go do that. Here's a question. Parents, when you plan a vacation, what's the first thing you look at? Is it a hotel, or is it a faithful congregation of the Lord's church? When you plan your vacation, do you look at the dates? Is there a gospel meeting at the local congregation? Do you say, I'd be okay, we'll go anyway? Is there a door knocking plan that Saturday and you say, well, I'm going to plan this instead, it'll be okay? What about a baseball tournament or a volleyball tournament that's coming up? And you know that the elders have already said, let's clear our calendars for this weekend. We're going to have a weekend workshop. We're going to have an evangelism workshop, and then we're going to go and do some door knocking. And do you know that and still plan to do something else? You see, here's the danger of having your mind made up and not putting the Lord at the forefront of your plans. If you know me, you know I always say to people, Lord willing, I'll be there. Lord willing, I'll do that. It's a constant reminder for me and those who ask me that I really don't have control over tomorrow. But the Lord does. So if I'm going to live tomorrow, if I'm going to do this or that, it's because the Lord allows it to happen. It's showing dependence on the God of heaven. This is a biblical statement, and when we say it, we need to mean it. James says, instead, you ought to say, if the Lord will. So Lord willing, today or tomorrow, I'll go and do this or do that. The point is, don't have your schedule so busy, don't have your schedule so full that you forget to put the Lord at the forefront. He comes first. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added. What does that mean? All the material things, all the things that you worry about, what am I going to eat, what am I going to wear, what am I going to do, God's going to take care of that. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow, worry about itself. Sufficient enough is the evil for today. That's what Jesus said, Matthew chapter 6. And so Satan wants, through his influence, he wants to fill up your schedule. He wants to fill up your calendar. Again, please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I think it's great to be busy. I think it's great that you can go out and you can have things to do that are productive, that are good, that you've factored in. I want to spend this time with my family. I want to do this and do that. That's great. That's great. We need to do that. But don't leave the Lord out of it. Don't make excuses to say, well, something came up. Listen, nothing should come up and be in front of the Lord and His cause. We need to make arrangements to make sure that we're seeking first the kingdom. That's not just a statement. That's not just something to put on a coffee cup or a shirt. That is a way of life for the Christian. Seek first the kingdom of God. Satan wants to come in and make you think that you're not busy enough, that you need to say yes to everything so you'll be spent and not have enough energy to really live for God. Don't let that be the case. And I hope and pray that what we've talked about today will help you especially as this new year rolls along, to think about your schedule and ask yourself, am I too busy? Can I make changes? If so, make them before it's too late. I hope and pray that we are aware of Satan's plan of attack to neutralize the man, number one, and to make us have a busy schedule so we'll forget about God. Next week, we're going to discuss a difficult topic, but one I believe needs to be discussed, and that is Satan's plan of attack includes forbidden sexual lust. Husbands, he wants your wives. Wives, he wants your husbands. He wants to draw a wedge in between you through everything that's accessible today. We're going to talk about that next week. But I hope and pray this series, I hope this episode, I hope this podcast is helping you to weather the storms of life. I thank you so much for listening. May God bless you.